These three defendants conspired to commit shocking crimes of abuse against young and defenceless victims. The prosecution case was that Ian Watkins was the ringleader of this terrible conspiracy, and it is right that his sentence reflects this. He is a highly dangerous and manipulative individual who preyed on his victims in a calculated manner. The other two defendants were active participants in the most shocking abuse of their own children. They too have received sentences that reflect their admissions of guilt to these offences. It is beyond belief that adults would commit such appalling acts against children and young people, and our thoughts remain with the victims and those close to them. They are the ones that who now have to deal with the longer term effects of what has happened, and I hope they are able to receive the care and support that they need to move on with their lives. They should be free to do this without any additional concerns about the protection of their identity, and I hope that their legal rights will be respected in this regard.